Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio is Julia Smith from SAFE. Welcome, Julia.
Thank you.
Citizens Against Family Violence. And hopefully on the phone from Anchorage is Dr. Matt Hirschfeld. Matt, are you there?
I am.
Hi. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, we're all here to talk about an upcoming Lunch and Learn event in Sitka. It's happening July 8th at Centennial Hall, the All Alaska Pediatric Partnership's upcoming lunch event about Triple P, the Positive Parenting Program. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Matt Hirschfeld, you'll be running this. Can you tell us a bit about the Triple P and what's going to be offered at the Lunch and Learn?
Sure. So Triple P is Positive Parenting Program. It's a it's a program that's been around for quite a while. It's been approved by the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is one of the reasons that we've become interested in Alaska Pediatric Partnership. And what it does is it essentially trains local people who interact with families quite a bit to provide ways to teach parents how to be better parents. There's lots of people who need a little bit of help, or actually there's some people who need quite a bit of help, and Triple P provides the ability for local providers or social workers or people involved with Head Start, community people, anybody who's involved with families, to really train parents on how to be better parents, how to provide discipline in healthy ways, how to bring their kids up in a loving, healthy relationship inside a family.
Now, this is an evidence-based program, as I understand it. What does that mean, and does that contribute to what you perceive to be the program's success?
Yes, there's two things that really support this. One is the evidence-based part of it. It's been implemented in more than 20 states throughout the U.S., and it's been implemented in multiple countries as well. And so what's interesting about Triple P is the methodology that they use to train local people to provide this service to parents has been shown to be effective across many different cultures, many different socioeconomic types, and things like that. And so what it's been shown to do is decrease rates of child abuse, decrease rates of child neglect, and essentially provide make kids healthier, make families healthier, and make kids perform better in school and things like that. And so there's evidence to show that this program does all of those things. In addition, there's also really good evidence that shows that if you institute this program in a community, it does cost money, and Alaska Pediatric Partnership is going to support communities who want to implement this with money. And but the rate of return for the investment is over 8-to-1. So you actually save money down the line by having healthier families, healthier children, healthier adults. By expending a small amount of money up front, you will save a lot of money in the future by making kids so much healthier in these families that institute this program.
So it seems to me, if I'm hearing you correctly, that one of the factors that makes this program unique and effective is that it sort of creates this community net for parents and families where providers from all angles are helping parents become better parents.
That's right. And the other great thing about this program is it doesn't require additional infrastructure. It already uses the existing infrastructure of the community to build upon. And so you don't have to set up a completely separate program that needs to be funded, you know, long term. It uses existing programs within the community, so that makes it less expensive. And you use people who are already motivated to do these kind of things with families and give them the skills they need to be able to build stronger families in your community.
So as a parent, there are so many parenting programs out there. In terms of content,
sure.
In terms of content and what parents will be engaging with, how is this unique and different, and how is this something that parents are going to listen to and integrate into their lives?
Sure. So it's there are five different levels of Triple P, and each parent can choose which level they are most interested in. The first level is just sort of a PR campaign, and what that does is you can use websites. We've got pamphlets, we've got radio advertisements, things like that, just to kind of get tips on how to be a better parent. And it's very low level. And what it does is it reduces some of the stigma involved with asking for help. One of the things that Triple P has run into in many different cultures is there is a stigma involved with admitting that you may not know everything about being a parent. And so coming to ask for help, one of the things that Triple P does is they really remove that stigma and try to make it a positive experience for parents to come in to ask for help. So that first level is all about just general tips for anybody and then reducing the stigma involved with asking for help for being a better parent. The second level, level two, is big group stuff. So you come to a presentation put on by a Triple P trained person, who and they focus on one specific aspect of being a better parent, and they do it in a group setting, and then it moves all the way up until the fifth level, where you get intensive one-on-one training with a single Triple P provider, and that's for families who are really in need of some help, and it's going to work very well on a one-on-one system to try and change the way parents interact with their children.
It sounds like...
So it's a multi-level system that really works quite well.
It sounds like perhaps a key philosophical point for this program is that, well, parents just need support, and that's part of parenting. That's part of life, and that's okay.
Absolutely. In the old days where we used to, you know, have an entire village raising children, nowadays it's much more localized to just the parents, and so... This tries to provide that village aspect back to it.
Well, Dr. Hirschfeld, how are you involved in this program, and why did you get involved?
So the Pediatric Partnership is a program that's been around since about 1995, and its goal is to raise healthcare and raise health for across the state of Alaska. And one of the things that we've focused on in the past year or so is trying to decrease the rates of child abuse and neglect in Alaska. And so we started looking at evidence-based programs, one of which is Triple P, and realized that if we could raise some money and help communities institute these type of programs in their communities, we might be able to move the dial quite a bit on child abuse and neglect rates in the state. And so as one of the executive team members on the Alaska Pediatric Partnership, I got really involved with our executive director, Stephanie Monahan, who will be down in Sitka with me next week. And we really started pushing some evidence-based programs, and Triple P was one of the best evidence-based programs that we could find. And so we're going to trial it in a couple of different communities. Sitka is one of them if they're interested. And if it works, then we're going to take it to the legislature and into it statewide.
Well, Sitkins Against Family Violence is one of the organizations who's working with you. Julia, how does this program fit in with the SAFE's focus, SAFE's work?
Right. That's a great question. Some of the work that we've been doing for the last 10 years through SAFE is prevention, preventing intimate partner violence, preventing domestic violence. And part of the work that we're doing is working with families and strengthening family structures and providing supports to parents. About 8 years ago now, we developed a community plan with one of the goals being a focus on parents, and also another goal being, you know, working more closely with healthcare professionals and working with them to help support parents, because we know that they interact with parents fairly regularly. So it fits in quite well with the work that we're already doing. We're working pretty closely with some of the other agencies in town, like Sitka Counseling and Prevention Services and Center for Community, and the Early Learning Program on some of their parenting pieces. And so this is just another level of support for parents, another resource for parents, another resource for agencies in our community to use to help support parents to strengthen that family structure. So it fits in perfectly with what we're already doing.
So you're organizing this event. Can you give us the logistics? Tell us what's going
Absolutely.
To be happening.
Absolutely. It's Tuesday, July 8th. It'll be from 11:30 to 1:30 at Centennial. And we'll be providing lunch. And Dr. Hirschfeld will be our main speaker. And I believe, Dr. Hirschfeld, you're also going to be talking about the ACE study, as well as the impact of trauma on the brain, in addition to the Triple P, and how we can implement that here in Sitka.
Dr. Hirschfeld, can you tell us a bit about that ACE study?
Sure. So the ACE study is Adverse Childhood Experiences. It's just an abbreviation for that. And there's been many ACE studies come out over the past 15 years or so. The original one came out in 1990. And basically what they looked at were 10 different 10 different things that could happen to children that would be fairly traumatic to them, including domestic violence in the house, child abuse and neglect, alcoholism in the house, those kind of things. And if you were a child who was exposed to one or more of those things, your risk of having long-term health problems went up exponentially. So as you were exposed to more of those issues, your risk for long-term health problems went up even more than if you're exposed to just one or two of them or none at all. And those health risks include things like heart disease, liver problems, suicide, depression, obesity, essentially anything that's a chronic health problem that you've heard in the news recently. Those risks, a risk for those type of diseases goes up as you're exposed to bad things as a kid.
Well, we're just about out of time. Dr. Hirschfeld, any closing thoughts?
No, I hope we have a great turnout, and Sitka seems like an ideal community to trial this Triple P program, and hopefully we get some community support, and thanks to Julia for helping us set it up, too.
And this event is open to healthcare providers, parents, community members, anybody who's interested in the Triple P program, correct?
Yep. Our flyer says, anyone who cares about kids in the community, please join us.
If you're interested in coming, please call Julia at SAFE at 747-3370 and let me know that you're going to be there.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Julia, Dr. Hirschfeld, for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I've been speaking with Dr. Matt Hirschfeld and Julia Smith about the upcoming All Alaska Pediatric Partnerships Lunch and Learn event in Sitka. That's going to be July 8th at Centennial Hall, 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. Contact SAFE for more information.